This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Well, are we on Facebook right now? We're live right now.
Oh, look at that. Mm. Oh, hang on. All my fly's open. Hang on.
Hold on.
Very good.
Why was it open?
Right. You don't know. I was just getting air.
You never know?
I was getting air.
You know? You were airing it out.
In case something ever happens, I'm ready.
And as soon as Pam hears that, she goes for the Purell.
That was so subconscious.
AJ's flies down and we don't know why.
We don't know.
Purell.
He was standing over here before.
Welcome to the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. We're about to call a rock star-ish kind of person.
Yeah.
Let's see if that works out. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
How you doing?
Pam's over there.
Aloha.
Phil's over there.
What's up?
Purell is behind Pam.
Right.
And we have a new person running the camera. This is not the first time she's done it, but she hasn't done it in a while. It's Megan.
Right. Megan won.
Yeah.
Yeah, the original Megan.
Right.
Well, not the original.
No.
The second Megan.
Not Megan Dahl.
Right.
Megan
right.
Boyd.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Web Megan.
Web Megan.
Right, right.
Like that.
Right.
You're now Web Megan from this point forward.
I was going to say the OG, but okay.
Right. She sounds like a Spider-Man character now.
The other Megan went off to, I don't know, wherever.
Someplace. The door was open. She ran.
Yeah.
No tags.
I think she went to go work at a junkyard.
No tags.
Definitely.
We should have put a chip on her.
I think I read that somewhere in an email.
Should have put a chip on her.
But we wish her well.
Yes, we do.
Let's try to get this person on the phone. Now, we tried to call him yesterday off the air.
To no avail.
No answer.
None.
And then he calls like 2 hours later. I'm calling for the interview. Like, no, they all left.
Yeah, your watch is busted.
He said he would be available all day today from 7:30 to whenever we wanted. We said house 10:45. We're calling Eddie Money. Eddie Money playing the Milford Oyster Fest.
Yes, psyched.
Saturday, August 18th with John Cafferty. John Cafferty opening, Eddie Money headlining. And it looks like
your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 3.
Oh, we're leaving a message.
Can't put the number out though.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
7.
I would.
Not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Let me know if we're getting responses on the Facebook page. Hey Eddie, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
This is 2 days in a row now. We're on Facebook Live, and we thought you'd actually pick up the phone. So I don't know what to do. All right, this is our own little reality show, and the reality is this sucks.
We can't find any money.
Right, we're looking for money.
We need money.
So what happened, Pam? We're going to leave all this on his voicemail until it hangs up on us. What happened yesterday?
So yesterday he calls back.
We're supposed to talk to him like 10:30, whatever. We
call. Yeah, 10:30, we call.
He doesn't pick up. We call 10 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't pick up.
Yeah, so then he called back, and we spoke to him. He didn't really have an excuse.
No, when you say we, was it you?
Well, Wiggy picks up, and then Phil, and then we put the call in into
this studio. Do you eventually get on?
We get on. We both, sorry. I'm just remembering.
This is going to be the thing now.
So Phil speaks with him in this studio, and they're going on and on and on and on and on about, rescheduling.
What was it, about a minute?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, to me, it's a long time.
Did you ever talk to him?
Yes.
How did that go?
It was cool because I have never talked to him by myself before.
I've never talked to him.
I've never spoken with any money by myself before, so it was really cool for me.
I never speak to him.
By myself. You know, all I wanted to know is what was said.
I said,
let's go to that point.
Okay, so.
No. So you rescheduled for today?
Yeah, for 10:45.
Okay.
Mm. After I texted you, I said, hey, what time's good?
Right.
And then you texted me.
And he was apologetic, right?
He was very apologetic, and he was like, oh my God, thank you so much for calling me back.
Yeah, he's got that heavy Long Island accent.
Hey, come on, don't knock it.
One thing that he was saying to me when I was speaking to him is he's like, oh, you know, I noticed that your radio station's doing really well over there. I noticed that the ratings came in and you did really well. So I just wanted to say congratulations. It's a real honor that you guys would want to talk to me. I'm like, that's awesome that you would know that.
Well, I closed my eyes. I pictured him right there.
That's
cool.
Nice to say that, right. But the ratings are coming out soon.
Maybe right. So in awe right now. He's sleeping, getting ready for it.
Well, it's nice of him. He is a nice guy. I've talked to him several times.
And an awesome performer.
Try again? What I realize is he actually can't call us back right now.
Oh, if we're like...
Hang up.
I have his wife's number potentially in there. That's a different number from what I called. I wrote down. I'm pretty sure
it's
over here.
What number did they give us to call him?
His cell phone, which is what we called. Yeah.
Right.
So,
do you want me to try that again?
It seems like this is too much trouble to get any money.
But. I could try his wife's number, but I all my stuff's over there. If you want to give it to me, I can walk over there.
Hold on. Hold on, potato.
I think I wrote it down over here.
You think? She thought.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, we should play that part of Hold On, Baby, Hold On to Me right now.
I said, hold on.
Hold on.
Do you want to try his wife?
Yeah, give it to Phil.
Okay. Hey. Can you read that?
I don't know. Should we just try to call his phone back?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
All right, let's try him first, and then we'll try calling his wife. Is his wife his manager?
Yes.
Isn't every wife a manager, really?
Yeah.
Let's face it.
He has that reality show, right? Doesn't he have a reality show with
he does.
With his boys?
Right. It's not The Color of Money. No, that's a movie.
Is it sponsored by Geico?
The Color of Money. That'd be a great name.
Yeah.
You got some good lines.
Thank you. It's all money related.
Today.
Yeah. Well, I'm going through change right now, so. On the bill.
Megan, did you entitle this Facebook Live thing "Looking for Money"?
Automatic voice message system.
Perfect.
310.
Am I hanging up?
No, let's leave another message.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
This is why we don't do interviews live anymore. What you hear right now, this is what was happening live on the air. We would say, hey, at whatever time, we're going to have Eddie Money on. We're going to talk about the Milford Oyster Festival. And then we get to this point, and this is what happens.
Right.
Phil says, oh, yeah, I got voicemail.
Right.
Went to voicemail.
And we said,
got
juggling.
Voicemail. And we're like, okay, we're going to move on. We start moving on. 3 minutes later, guess who's on the phone? Now we got to stop and go back. We do a minute on the air. And it's like, oh, we ran out of time. Can you hold on? We go through the commercials. Hold on. Come back. We have to reset the whole goddamn thing.
Now you said, hold on.
Right. And all of this right now is being left on Eddie Money's voicemail.
He's right now so, what the hell's going on here?
Very good. Mm. Good. All right. I'm good. Hey, Eddie. Thank you. Oh, we hung up.
Sorry. You said I'm good. I'm sorry.
No, we were good.
Yeah, we were.
No.
Yeah.
But now it sounds like I'm pissed, and it's not. I'm pissed.
No.
I'm just, this is me being me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I naturally sound bitchy, and I naturally look like I'm in a bad mood.
Resting bitch face, resting voice bitch face.
That's right. Resting voice bitch face.
Yeah.
Resting and what was Pam, natural breast looking person?
Yeah.
Right. That was later.
Yes,
that was earlier today.
It was.
Things happen.
Natural looking breast person.
Natural looking breast person.
Could you write it down?
All right. Let's call Eddie Money's wife.
Okay. Can you read that
I
number?
Feel like none of this is worth it.
You never know.
It is getting tiresome, to be honest with you.
Well, then we get on it. Then what, do we talk to him for 10 minutes?
Right.
So Mamsie made me crack up. She goes, Dog Megan is gone?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she is.
It's just funny that she called her Dog Megan.
Dog Again. Megan has left the building.
Yeah, the gate was open. She ran.
She brought her dog in.
Right.
I know that.
Not your dog.
Yeah, I just want to make it clear to anyone who doesn't know that.
No.
No. They never call me Dog Pam.
Because you know how things get back to
trust
people.
Trust me, she's quite fetching.
Lori is her name.
Lori. Oh. Lori Money?
I think
what?
So.
Why do you say oh?
Yeah, I think
sorry,
so.
Sorry, I said it in response to AJ because he said that Dog Megan is quite fetching. And I knew you had a crush on her.
Please call. Did you have a crush on her?
I have a crush on everybody.
So yes, you did have a crush on her.
You have a crush on Pam?
No comment.
Wait. Is that good or bad?
I think it would be a compliment.
Yeah, I'll take it as a compliment.
Duh.
Well, I'm a natural looking breast person.
Exactly.
So
why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Have a crush?
Exactly.
Hello? Is this the radio station?
Yes, it is.
How'd you know?
I thought you had Eddie's phone number.
Well, we called him twice and left two very long voicemails.
Kept saying, hold on.
Should we just tell him? You want me to do it? Hi. Hi, I'm Eddie's wife. He is unavailable. He went to the beach with his high school friends.
Are you kidding me?
Seriously?
Who just
did? Yeah, he did.
He did.
Hang on. Let me see if I can reach him.
Hold on.
No. It's fine.
Oh, really?
No. We could reschedule. We'll do it another time. I've talked to Eddie several times. He's a nice guy. We're fans. We're looking forward to the Milford Oyster Festival.
Like family.
But this really, are you his manager?
He's not manageable. I'm his wife.
We can tell. He's unruly, like a knot in the hair.
How long have you guys been married?
31 years.
God bless you.
See that?
So you've been with him thick and thin.
Yeah. Never too soon.
Right. Yeah, it keeps getting thicker, but that's age.
Yeah, but he's back now, right? He had some problem with alcohol and drugs and stuff, and now he's back.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, it's too much money. Yeah.
Right.
He better be, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, that's why I went to the beach, quote-unquote. Yes, kidding.
Pardon?
Nothing.
And where did you guys meet?
I met him in Nashville.
Nashville.
Really? Wow. That's so weird. I thought you were going to say, like, at a club in Long Island.
Right.
So you're from Nashville?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That my Long Island accent is so strong.
Thank you.
Are you from Nashville?
Yes.
Okay. So you were at an Eddie Money show?
It was an all-day thing. And there was, like, a kind of like a swimsuit contest earlier in the day, and that's what I went for.
Oh, see?
I did, like, swimsuit modeling back in the day.
And then later on, I said, take me home tonight?
And, well, I was not a fan.
You want to be a little baby?
So you were not a fan?
Oh, wow.
And then a friend of mine said, hey, you know, Eddie Money's playing later. And so, I was more into AC/DC.
So, wait, this was an old...
But my friend wanted to go back, and so we did. And then the people from the radio station introduced us. And yeah, he sang the show to me on the side of the stage. It was really embarrassing. And
he was shaking.
The whole show.
It was embarrassing. I mean, seriously.
He just sang the whole show to you.
Nice.
A great portion of that show, and I'm not that person. So I think he thought that would impress me, and instead it scared me.
Yeah, it just made you feel uncomfortable, and you're like, why is this rock star singing, you know? Like,
I know.
Why is he doing that? Why?
I recognized his music once he started singing, but I just wasn't. I met him during, you know, like the Take Me Home Tonight era. So,
right,
literally.
Yeah, so he was, you know, he was doing okay. But, yeah, you know, the rest is history.
Did we get on his bike? He said, baby, hold on. Hey.
What?
Nothing.
Just the same three lines.
AJ is having the best time with Eddie Money song lyrics.
I'm using all the titles, man.
And
awesome.
Song titles.
And I'm like ignoring it.
Yes. Yeah.
Like most people.
This is kind of what you're playing my role today.
Right.
Ignoring AJ.
Yes. Yeah. I'm used to it, though. We're cool.
Yeah.
It's good, though. I feel like home.
And where do you guys live now? You live on Long Island?
Oh, no. We live in Malibu.
Malibu.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thus the beach. I was like, he doesn't want to go to Long Island Beach
today. So
he's
outside in the backyard, basically, right now.
Oh, no. Yeah. He loves, like, Jones Beach. He totally loves it out here.
Oh, okay.
So we had a place out here on Central Park until a couple of years ago. We're kind of torn. We really love the East Coast, too.
Right.
So, oh, okay.
But, you know, the family's out there. Well, actually, family's all over the place. They're out here.
I was going to say, you must have family on the island.
Well, he does. Yeah, and they're my, you know, in-laws, which is, you know, I have fantastic in-laws. Lots of personality in that family.
They got money everywhere.
Are you going to be at the Milford Oyster Festival show?
I think so. Are the T-shirts nice?
The T-shirts are nice.
Yes, very nice.
Why, are you going to get on stage? Are you making a comeback?
No,
I have a bucket of water?
That's what I end up sleeping in all the time.
Or the concert T-shirts.
Gotcha. Okay.
We'll have a special one made for you if you're going to sleep in it.
Oh, wow. That is so tempting. I'm going to maybe book my flight now.
There you go.
Two tickets.
Hey, it's paradise over here. Pack your bags. Leave tonight.
You know, I've heard that.
The Milford Oyster Festival, really fun time, and the backstage is awesome. So... We'll all be hanging out backstage.
Literally hanging.
So if you do get a chance.
You're quite the salesman. Yeah.
No, you should come. We have a good time. It's a lot of fun.
Yes.
I think everybody in Milford should show up.
And we're nice people, too.
Yeah, now, Eddie's going to play all the hits, right?
Of course.
Okay, he's not one of these guys. You know who I'm talking about.
No, he's going to come out with a new album. And he's
right.
Play all this stuff you've never heard before.
Right,
you're,
yeah.
You know, you're supposed to act like you're having a good time and not...
Exactly.
Take Me Home Tonight or Two Tickets or Think I'm in Love. Yeah.
Shaking.
Right, or you know what? Or he's going to do everything acoustically.
Right, so we... Oh. Yeah. We don't want to hear any of that.
I don't want to see two stools out there and a carpet.
No. Yeah, and we don't want to hear... any new music. Yeah. So your boys play with him, right?
They do. I don't know if they're going to be at that one because they're doing some things on the West Coast. They're doing some shows on their own. So I don't know. Jessica may be out there, but I don't think that Julian and Desmond are going to be out there.
Okay. Has that does that become a problem, the kids playing in a band with their father? Does that pull you into the middle?
You know, like that Godfather, just when you thought you were out and they pull you back
in. They pull you back in.
Debbie, yes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ma!
I know.
Ma!
I know. And it's like everybody wants me to take their side. And I usually don't take Eddie's side very much because he's wrong sometimes. But, yeah, I mean, I feel their pain. It's hard. He's a hard boss. But he's, you know, he wants his shows to be at a certain level. And so,
yeah.
You know, and like, you know, like they'll tell you.
Exactly.
As much as I try to defend him and I'm like, you know, go easy on him. They don't really want him to go easy on him because they want to, you know, rise up to the challenge.
Well, you want to stack up when it comes to money. Yeah. Artists.
They're, you know,
I mean, they've basically been playing with him. Jess has been playing with Eddie for, gosh, over 10 years. And Des and Julian have been playing with him for over 3 years. And, I mean, literally, this is the best education that they could get if they're going to be in music. I mean, what better, you know, it's like an internship to go be a doctor, you know?
When they play with him, does he pay them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's like an allowance.
So they make money? Okay, cool.
I pay him. He doesn't know how much they make.
That's true.
But
she does everything.
She calls
interview.
She calls, well, he doesn't even know when there's a radio interview scheduled.
She calls an allowance.
You know, so he calls yesterday. He's on the phone, you know, 2 hours late, 15 minutes. Yeah. Like, yeah, the radio station's a great station and the show, and I'll call anytime tomorrow. And then he doesn't write it down.
Isn't he crazy?
Yes.
Yes.
No, I don't think he knew about the one that was scheduled for yesterday because we'd just gotten into New York. You know, we were in New York to do a show for my son first, the first night we were here. And I think that that actually was not his slip-up. Okay. Today is his slip-up. So don't tell anybody that I just defended him a little bit.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Pam, who did you book the interview through?
I booked it through a woman named or a man named Lee.
Lee.
Lee?
Oh, let's blame Lee.
All right. It was Lee's fault.
Damn you, Lee.
Lee. Right.
Well, you know what? I actually had a better time. I actually had a better time talking to you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. This was fun.
Well, you're always welcome to come on the show.
My niece is in town. They flew up from Nashville to spend her birthday here. We're going to the Met. So I'm going to, Eddie skipped out. I guess he didn't, you know, he doesn't really, he likes the museum, but he, you know, he doesn't like it as much as we do.
So, all right, well, we'll reschedule with Eddie, and we'll try again, and if not, we'll talk to you again.
Yeah.
Well, you've got my number, so just call anytime, talk about your festival, whatever else is going on in Milford. Anything else interesting?
No, that's it. We're going to wrap it up. I'm going to go and Google you now. I want to see what you look like.
In a bikini.
I'm sure there's some bikini competition photos of you online.
Yeah, so it's not weird at all.
I mean, I'm happily engaged, but like going on Google is not a bad thing. I'm doing research.
It's research, Jay.
Research.
It's kind of like Twitter, when these people are, they pop up and it's like so and so is following you. And I'm not,
Really that. We want to see what's shaking.
That scares me. You and you're following me. Who are you?
Yeah, I'm not going to follow you.
That's
I'm
different
just going to Google you. It's different. Yes.
You don't have to follow me. I don't care.
All right.
Okay, well,
Lori, thank
you. What were your names again? I'm sorry.
No, I'm Chaz. It's okay. AJ is over there.
How you doing?
So the show's called Chaz and AJ. Pam's over there.
Hi.
Phil's our producer.
Hello.
And Megan Boyd. What's Megan's nickname? Web Megan.
Web Megan.
She
shoots webs. It's really
camera.
Cool. Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Well, nice talking to you, Lori.
It's like a major conference call going on.
It's like a conference call.
Truth. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Wow. Tell Eddie he missed out on a really great interview.
Oh, well, you know, I'm sure he's going to be really. Actually, no joke. He'll be very upset with himself.
No, it's okay. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, we'll talk to him again.
We will reschedule.
I should have made him put one of those alerts in his phone or something.
But, no, I put a post note on his forehead next time.
When he did that, so right. I'll take part of the blame.
Handcuff him to the bed.
Yeah, for a different reason this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he'd probably like that.
Yes, we all would.
anyway.
All right, Lori.
Well, nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Ah, very nice woman.
Very nice.
Very nice. Interesting how he met her. I know, like all these rockers, they meet their wives at concerts.
They do.
John Cafferty, who's opening for Eddie, met his wife at Toad's Place in New Haven.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
John
right.
Cafferty's from Rhode Island. His wife's from Shelton.
Check that out.
Super hot, smoking woman.
Really? She coming?
And she went to the show, and, you know, one thing leads to another, next thing you know, and they've been married forever, and she's really great. We met her at the toy drive when he played.
A hot girl meets a rock star, the hell you say?
Yeah.
That start happening?
Never.
Right.
When that start happening?
No, but the nice thing is that, you know, when you're together for 31 years, then you clearly met the right person.
Exactly, you know? Right. Or you just can't get out of it.
Mamsie says that John Cafferty played at her prom.
What year was that?
She drinks a lot, though.
So was that right before he broke with, you know what's true? That.
It's true. But we like that about
yeah,
you.
Yeah. She might have had a drunken dream that he played.
Right.
Or maybe she was at the prom drunk and someone did a cover of On the Dark Side.
I remember I woke up from the floor in my prom dress.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were discussing this on vacation. Like, you know, we were going to that cruise and we were looking at photos of Mamsie and just getting hammered on the. We didn't even leave the house yet.
Yeah, like 11 o'clock in the morning.
She was locked out of her room
right.
at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Right.
Drunk.
Yeah. Mm. All right. What else? Anything else there?
She said it was Beaver Brown 1976 or 1977.
Again.
At her prom.
Yeah. The whole memory thing's on the dark side.
Okay. So that's right before. Wow.
I'm good. What
it won't
say?
End.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, so that's right before he broke big. So, all right. Eddie Money and John Cafferty playing the Milford Oyster Festival Saturday, August 18th. Free concert. And, you know, now we're chasing money.
We are chasing money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to find money eventually.
Yep. All right. Thank you for watching. Thank you, Megan. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Peace out, folks.
Pam's over there.
Bye.
Phil's over there.
We should have AJ speak only in song titles one day.
Okay.
Oh, I like that for Monday morning. All right. Have a great weekend,
anyway,
everybody.
You want it.
Thank you.
You know, you don't have to live like a refugee.
That's good.
Yeah.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review Podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.